been working this week in the woodlot, a hearty old job, you can bet. I finished my chores with a lantern, and Mom has the table all set by the time I get into the milking. And after I wash at the sink, and Mom sets a sasser of strainings for the cat and the kittens to drink, your uncle is ready for supper with an appetite wet to an edge that'll cut like a bush scythe in swale grass and couldn't be dulled on a ledge. And Mom, she slaps open the oven and pulls out a heaping full tin of the rippinest clean tatter biscuit a man ever pushed at his chin. We pile some more wood on the fire and open the damper full blare and pull up and pitch into supper and comfort. Taste good. Well, there. And the wind swooshes over the chimbley and scrapes at the shingles cross grain. But good double windows and banking are mighty good friends here in Maine. I look across the table to Mother, and Mom, she looks over at me and passes another hot biscuit and says, "Won't you have some more tea?" And while I am stirring the sugar, I relish the sound of the storm. For thank the good Lord we are cozy and the stock in the stable is warm. I tell you, the song of the fire and the chirruping hiss of the tea, the roar of the wind in the chimbley, they sound dreadful cheerful to me. But they'd harrow me, plague me, and fret me unless as I sat here I knew that the critters were munching their fodder and bedded and comfortable too. These biscuits are light as a feather, but boy, they'd be heavier than lead if I thought that my horses were shivering, if I thought that my cattle weren't fed. There's men in the neighborhood round me who pray somewhat louder than me. They wear better clothes on Sunday and chip in for the heathen Chinese, but the cracks in the sides of their stables are wide as the door of their pew. And the winter comes in there a-howling with the sleet and the snow pelting through. I've got an old-fashioned religion that calculates Sundays for rest, but if there weren't time, sir, on weekdays to batten a stable, I'm blessed if I'd use up a Sunday or such like and let the darned heathen folks go while I fasten some boards on the lintel to keep out the frost and the snow. I'd stand all the frowns of the parson, for I'd have courage to face the dumb holler eyes of the critters looked up in a frosty old place. And I'll bet you that in the hereafter the men will have stayed on their knees and let some poor fuzzy old cattle stand out in the stable and freeze, will find that the heat of the hot place is keyed to an extra degree for the men who forgot to consider that critters have feelings same as we. I dasn't go thinking at the stables where winter goes whistling through, where cattle are humped at their stanchions with scarcely the gumption to move, but I'm glad for the sake of hereafter that mine ain't the sin and the guilt. And I tell you, I relish my feelings when I pull up the big patchwork quilt. I can laugh at the pelt of the snowflakes and grin at the slats of the storm. And thank the good Lord, I can sleep now, for the stock in the stable is warm.